Hello everyone and welcome to this full moon forecast for March 25th. This is a full moon in sidereal Virgo, tropical Libra. This is where we find the lunar mansion Hasta. Hasta meaning hand, which is also the sign's symbol. And it's all about bringing something into being, manifesting something, making something happen. And it's usually a day of the month when the moon moves through here, that's very good for planning and doing and scheduling and making something happen. It's a very dexterous and very skillful lunar mansion. However, this is an eclipse, and so it's not generally advised to do anything auspicious or certainly begin anything that you wish to last. Because although Hasta is usually good for that and sort of getting all your ducks lined up in a row, this is a lunar eclipse and it suggests that there's something that's not quite clear, something that's coming to your awareness, that if you were to busy yourself, which is what Hasta normally suggests, it's usually a busy day of the month. In this case, if you're just to busy yourself, you'll miss an opportunity in gaining deeper insights. So that's what eclipses are best used for, essentially. So on the 25th of March, if you can keep the day as quiet as possible, then you'll be privy to these deeper insights that will give you actually more of a sense of what is possible and what you could do eventually. And although the details about what you're doing as such are not quite clear, perhaps, because not only is it an eclipse, but also the ruler of Virgo, Mercury, is at the very last degree of the zodiac in Pisces, about to step into Aries. So it's a real sort of sense of endings and new beginnings, but endings more especially with a south node Ketu eclipse in Virgo. It's almost like we have to become really precise about what needs to be removed at this point in order for us to get really clear about what remains and what we can work with subsequently, and to get clear about the details later on. Because as we head into now this 2-week period after this full moon, we have the total solar eclipse 2 weeks later on the 8th of April. And in between those two, we have Mercury station retrograde in Aries and move backwards into Pisces, where the eclipse on April 8th occurs. So whatever it is you begin, if you begin anything, it's not going to be clear from the beginning. The details are very sketchy. But if you keep an open mind about, again, what do I need to get rid of in order for me to be more clear and work smarter and more efficiently towards something to make something happen, then I'll probably make a better use of these transits and this eclipse. So I hope that helps. I wish you all the best for this full moon and lunar eclipse. I'll speak to you next time for a very important shift, a reset in our lives, because we have a total solar eclipse in Pisces with all of the visible planets gathering in Pisces on either side. And so everything is coming to a head in a sense for this major reset. And this full moon on March 25th is sort of like a preamble into that. So this may bring up something emotional for you more immediately for you to deal with, in order for you to then resolve everything and move on and then have a whole reset in a couple of weeks. So I hope that's been of help. As always, I wish you the very best, and until next time.